There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Welcome.
Welcome to episode 50. Kind of a big deal. 50. Bacon Smiles Podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend.
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Yeah. All right, we got.
No, awesome. Changing it up?
Yeah, just change it up.
All right.
Awesome. All right. We got a pretty good podcast schedule for you here.
Number 50.
Number 50. Big deal.
Yeah.
50. You definitely can never, like when we hit 40 and we're, you know, just we've done a lot of these.
Yeah. 2 years of them. This is pretty cool.
So the breakdown for today is this past weekend, Eva and Zoe and I went up to Dave Dumain's house.
Nice.
And we did a leadership training for this group, Our Lady of the Cape, who has come up to Dave's house the last 4 years that I've been helping him out. So really cool for Eva to experience all that, too.
Get out of the house, too.
Yeah. And so also this past Monday was Eva's birthday. Mm. So happy birthday my wonderful wife. Mother's Day was last weekend, and then you got music.
Absolutely.
Gospel of the day is Mark 9, 41 through 50, and then our saint of the day is Saint Gregory the 7th, who was a pope. So, really good guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then you got News of the Weird.
Yeah.
All right.
From Florida.
Of course, because all weird news happens in Florida.
That's right.
So, so last weekend was Mother's Day.
Right.
Were you able to split it between?
Yeah, it worked out nice and easily. We went out on Saturday, went out to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Nice.
With Jen's mom and her grandmother, so that was a lot of fun. And then that night, we celebrated my mom's birthday, and then Sunday went over to my mom's house for a Mother's Day brunch.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was pretty laid back, and it was nice being able to see everybody and make it nice and easy.
Awesome. Eva was, like, her first Mother's Day
How was
with
that for
Zoe.
Her?
It was good. It was a good day. We went to Mass, and then we, at night, we ended up going to her parents, but it was a cool, relaxed day. I made her breakfast in bed.
Very nice.
You know, so I never plan things out, right? So I planned on making, you know, French toast and eggs and bacon and all that stuff, which I did, except for my French toast was rolls.
Oh.
Because I didn't have a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
So that is actually the second time I have made Eva French toast rolls.
Okay. But how did they taste?
She said they were delicious.
Okay. I guess that's what matters.
Yeah, that is what matters. Yeah. And apparently you can make French toast out of any kind of bread-like substance. Big Y bulky rolls.
Oh, they have French toast bread at Big Y.
Yeah, they do. I did not have that.
No. But that is very good bread.
So, you know, scrambled eggs and bacon and French toast. big heavy breakfast, you know? But, yeah, so then, like I said, at night, because Eva's birthday was coming up and her brother-in-law, Rob, his birthday was a few days earlier, they kind of did the birthday celebration dinner as well as Mother's Day with her mom. And I was able to do Facebook video messaging with my mom, which was cool. So wish her a happy Mother's Day. And she got to see Zoe and stuff. So that was cool. My mom really needs to learn how to use Facebook video messaging. It's just like FaceTime.
Yeah.
Except for those of you who are watching on Facebook, you'll see what I'm doing. Anytime my mom does it, you don't ever see her. You see, like, from here up. So you just see her hair, or occasionally you'll see her eyeballs.
Yeah.
Because she is just looking at Zoe, and she is super close to the iPad.
Right.
And I'm like, Ma,
we can't see.
Zoe will never know what you look like unless you figure out that the little picture up in the corner is what you look like.
She'll look at her and go, "You're a full person."
Yeah. So, it's just really funny because my mom will be like, Ma, can you hear me? Ma. And she'll just be talking and talking away. And I'm like, Ma, we can't see you.
Right.
But it's really cool. It's really fun to be able to do that. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the benefits of having an iPad and my mom having an iPad and being able to do the video call and and experience Mother's Day that way. So that was really cool. And then, so this past weekend, leadership training, like I said before, we went up to Dave Dumain's house in Jacksonville, Vermont. Yeah. It's like a population of like 400 people. In Jacksonville, Vermont.
It sounds like a lot of Vermont.
Yeah. So we went up and it was awesome. It was really just a good time and the same group that I'm very familiar with. A few of the young people I had seen before, this kid Alec, who has graduated from high school and has come back kind of like in that semi-adult leader role. And he's just a great young man. And that's the picture on Instagram right now is he and I twinning because he likes to buy funny Christian shirts. I'm going to take all credit for it.
Sure.
Because of me.
Yeah. Show up to Facebook Live.
So that's on my Facebook. It's on my Instagram and my Twitter. If you can find me, good luck. So... The group is just great, and then to be able to do like workshops and leadership training, the only thing that kind of stunk is it rained a lot this past weekend, so they didn't get a lot of like outdoor free time. But it was a really good group, and so on Saturday night we watched the movie War Room.
How was it?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie about the power of prayer and perseverance through rough times with prayer and kind of like the daily battle that is prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good, and the teenagers seemed to respond to that movie really well.
Good.
And so it was just a really good weekend. Mm. And the really awesome part was that I got to share that with Eva and Zoe. Eva's been up to Dave's before, but just for dinner. She'd never stayed for a weekend to do any kind of retreat and training and stuff like that. So it's a little different with Zoe. She had to do a lot of, like, you know, of course, the feeding and everything else. Same stuff that she had to do, would have had to do here at home, but she's away and doesn't have really me helping out. So... as always, just super appreciative of that, but everything that she does. But it's also like I felt myself like, I wish I could, you know, help. Yeah. And so Zoe slept really well the first night, but then the second night, not so much.
Yeah.
So Eva, it's really tiring for Eva, not to mention it's the weekend's tiring for me because I'm like on the whole time. But for Eva, not only is she on the whole time, conscious of the fact that there's, you know, 12 young people there and having to kind of navigate that, trying to help Terry in the kitchen and help Dave and I with other things. Mm-hmm. And then also just trying to, like, experience a little bit of the weekend, too. It's a lot. You know, so it was really cool to have her there. And I hope that in a couple of weeks, I'll be going back up. I'm hoping that she'll come then, too. But it always relies on kind of where Zoe's at and sleeping wise and stuff, because don't want to break too much of her routine and everything.
Yeah.
But it's a really great time. I love laughing and joking around with Dave and just the fun that we have and sharing our stories and stuff like that. And Dave's such a great storyteller. It's just a really, really awesome dynamic. Mm. And as you know, from seeing him do his ninth grade retreats and stuff like that, and you being a part of the peer ministry trainings and stuff that we had done for years at St. Bart's, a very similar dynamic because these are the youth leaders that are going to be helping teach confirmation classes and stuff. And so they're going to help run youth groups and games and stuff. You know, a game we played that I hadn't played in a long time? Remember Sing Off, where you give them a word and they have to sing at least two lines from a song?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was awesome. They loved it so much that, like, a Sunday morning, they were like, can we play that again?
Really?
So here's the funny thing. So what I did, because I normally use like the same 10 words to do that, because we don't play it 2 days in a row.
Right.
What I did was I ended up looking up, like, online what the most popular words and songs and stuff like that is. So I got the list of like the number one used words mm-hmm. in like 1 million songs.
Wow.
And so I we were playing that, and there was like one where like they came up with one song for like the word day or something like that. Huh. And that's in so many songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I'm like, guys, I'm using the top 30 words
yeah.
in 1 million songs. So it's just funny, the dynamic. But then just to see them, like, you know, start jamming out to songs and stuff like that. And I did, like, Man, and they were like, sing us a song, piano man.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know. I have a beautiful singing voice.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's really cool. I love that game. Yeah. I know that was one of MJ's favorite games, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a great singer, too, so.
Yeah, she's also the person who told me I'm not allowed to sing. She says that I have great passion, but not a okay. great voice.
You're a wonderful baritone. What are you talking about?
I'm much better at speaking sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to get words out.
Like just now, sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. But... anyway, so that was a game we played. Also played the Skittle in a Spoon game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done that on retreat. Yep. That's fun.
What else? Oh, Cotton Ball Nose.
Okay.
The Cotton Ball Nose. Yep. That's fun. And then we did... What was another? We just did a bunch of games like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a couple TARP activities, team building activities, yeah. stuff like that. So that was really fun and a good way to get everyone kind of moving and, mm-hmm. and into it. And then we did workshops of, like... good decision making, and as a leader, how do you come to group decisions, and
right.
and good, what's the characteristics of a good leader, and what style of leadership do you mm-hmm. want to work with, and then what kind of style of leadership will you have, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. So, it's really cool. It's a really awesome yeah. Program that we ran, and it was one of the first times that we did this particular program. We had done some kind of pieces like it in the past, but this was like an actual program with like 7 sessions. We had to condense it just because this was only really a day and a half to do the workshops and stuff, because this was Friday night, Saturday. Group left at noon on Sunday, so it's not a whole lot of time to do a lot of workshops and stuff like that. So it was, you know, struggle to get it all in.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of, it's also jam packed. So you just hope that the kids pick up all the knowledge, but also just aren't in that overload mode of like, yeah. you know. So that's you kind of got to play with that a little bit to make sure that it. You know, mm-hmm. goes well. But I think it really did go well. And like I said, I have fun. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so that was Sunday. We came home. And then Monday was Eva's birthday.
Yeah.
So I got her a bunch of, like, kind of a bunch of little things, like, over a period of time. And so I got her, one of her favorite movies is Labyrinth.
Oh, really?
And so Zoe's gift to Eva was a little stuffed animal Ludo, which is the big, like, bear-looking guy right. in that movie. So she's super excited about that. So yeah. Zoe did a good job.
Very good.
Getting that for her
good
mom.
Good job, Zoe.
And so then I got her Bob's Burgers socks, because Eva's favorite show is Bob's Burgers. So I got her Bob's Burgers socks, a Bob's Burger coloring book, which is actually really, really awesome. I'll show yeah. it to you after.
Okay.
The illustrations in it are great.
Really?
Like it's the official Bob's Burger
wow.
like adult coloring book
yeah.
with the elaborate designs and stuff like that. The illustrations are really, really good and really, really cool. And Eva's like looking through and calling out the episodes that the scene is from and stuff. So that was really fun. And then I also got Bob's Burgers Monopoly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a full theme going
yeah,
on there.
Yeah. And so... the Monopoly is really funny because, you know, the characters in the show and stuff like
yeah.
that. But then, like, kind of, like, on the back of the box looking what all the things are. And so, like, instead of being, like, the electric company, it's, like, Teddy's Handyman Services. And instead of, like, the Waterworks, it's Dr. Hans, whatever, you know, dental office or whatever. Right. So it was just really
cool.
It's fun. And that, you know, like I said, it's like her favorite show. So it was kind of easy to find that. But then this other thing that she had been wanting for a long time was this, like, massager thing that she can, like, kind of, like, rub her back herself. So when I'm not here and she's getting, like, her little, like, tension headaches and stuff like that, it kind of looks like the letter S. And so you can kind of, like, curve it over one side, and it's got all these little, like, plastic balls on it. And you can kind of, like, rub them in. They're all spaced evenly, and it comes with a little booklet, like, and this part you use for this, like, your shoulders. This part you use for your neck, and this part you can actually massage your feet with, like, the insoles and stuff like that. So it's really awesome. And then so she used that, like, for the first time last night.
Yeah.
And she said it really kind of loosened her up. She felt like she was actually saving herself from a tension headache because of it. So, yeah, it was really cool, and she was really excited about that. And so it's really good to see her enjoy the gifts. You know, it's not the reason to get her gifts, but it makes, you know, it makes me feel good that I did well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's always like that thing where it's like, oh, is this is she actually
gonna
like
works.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
That moment when you're ordering stuff or buying anything in store and you're like,
Start second guessing it.
Yeah. Especially in today's day and age with Amazon, returns are much harder.
Yeah.
You know? And things are never the size that you think they are when you order them on Amazon.
Yeah, they look good online. Yeah. You get them a little discolored.
Yeah. It's like
not the same size.
Yeah, you think the stuffed animal is like the size of a normal teddy bear, and you get it, and it's like a key ring.
Right. Well, I'm not going to give that to Zoe.
Yeah. So, but everything was awesome, and I love seeing Eva just light up like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had her open Zoe's gift first, and she was so excited that she got this little Ludo stuffed animal. She was like lit up like a kid on Christmas, and that's just so awesome. You know, as we get older, we don't have as many moments like that.
No.
And then, you know, when you get kind of bogged down with the busyness of life, and trust me, having an 8-month-old, you can get bogged down pretty easily. You don't get as many moments to just that pure, like, excitement. And so that it was just really cool to see her, like, enjoy her presents and gifts and stuff like that, and kind of, like, just enjoy that small moment of her birthday. And so, and that, you know, we didn't do anything really else. You know, didn't go out to dinner or oh, yes, we did. We went out to lunch with my Aunt Janet, which was awesome. So
nice.
Eva's birthday lunch, which was also supposed to be my aunt's, like, Mother's Day lunch with us. So I was supposed to pay for this. My Aunt Janet didn't want any part of that. She just stole the check.
Wow.
And, yeah, because we had asked on the day after Mother's Day what she was up to, and she was busy, so we didn't get to go see her that day. So I was like, well, next Monday's Eva's birthday. Would you want to go out to lunch or something like that? And so, I was hoping that I would pay for both of them, you know, as part of my gift to both of them. No.
Not quick enough.
So that was really good. And so, good lunch. I of course, got a burger. And and not to just stick with a normal burger, this burger came with pulled pork on it.
Nice.
So. I really enjoyed Eva's birthday lunch.
Was this
lunch.
Maggie's?
No, this was the Vernon Diner.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that they had pulled pork burgers there.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to go there and get one.
The Vernon Diner has a very elaborate menu.
They do. Yeah. And I feel like everyone who goes there has a great story.
Yeah. Yeah. Their food is always good. I've never really been disappointed. I mean, I do stick to pretty similar things every time I go. Burger, omelet.
They've
had good quesadillas. I've had that before, too.
There was a time a couple of years ago, Jen and I went to a concert at the Oakdale in Wallingford.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this big blizzard that hit the state. And the concert was still on, so we were trying to get there. And by the time we got there, we were saying to ourselves, you know, it's going to take so long to get there, we might as well eat something after the concert because we won't have time to eat beforehand. So on the way back, it was so late and we were so tired and so hungry. We're going, well, where are we going to find some place to eat?
That's
open. And then we remembered Vernon Diner.
Oh, it's nice.
24 hours.
Yep.
So we ended up having like pancakes at like 2:30 in the morning because we're driving so slowly on the highway because everything just covered. But it was great to be able to go there and just sit there and have Vernon Diner pancakes.
Yeah. When we were leaving.
With the neon lights.
Oh, with the neon lights. And when we were leaving and my aunt was paying the check, you know how they had the display case with the spinning
all the
desserts?
Cakes.
Yeah. Zoe was like, just staring like this. Just like, head going side to side, looking at the jello, looking at the cakes and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they have these like apple turnovers that are like massive.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen those.
They're like, you know, an apple turnover is normally like, you know, it's small, you know, some size of an apple turnover. These are giant. Wow. They're like the size of calzones.
Wow. I got to look out for that next time we go.
But yeah, just massive desserts. And of course, they're spinning. So when you see them at that angle.
Right. And sometimes they have the mirror behind it, so it looks even bigger.
And it's just like, ooh, do I want that? Ooh, do I want that? Yeah. But not me. Eva wants many desserts. And then, of course, Zoe now wants many desserts as well. I'm just the oddball who doesn't like dessert.
Yeah. That's just strange to me.
Just give me French fries. I'm okay with that being my dessert. My meal can be meat with a side of meat, and then my dessert will be French fries.
That's just weird.
I'm going to open up my own restaurant.
Yeah. No one will go.
So you can have pulled pork with a side of sausage. And then what would you like for dessert?
Something sweet. French fries.
We got French fries. We can put cinnamon on there, right?
Oh.
Cinnamon sugar fries.
Maybe some frosting.
Yeah. Yeah, no one will come.
No.
Well, my thing is, I guess powdered sugar would be almost like fried dough, except French fries.
I know there are kids in high school that would take their French fries and put it in their milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Frosties. Yeah. People do that at Wendy's, I guess. Yeah. I don't do that.
No, I'm not that crazy.
I don't like chocolate ice cream. I am a polarizing figure. I only like vanilla-based ice creams. I'll take some mousse tracks, some fudge ripples, some caramel in there. Mm-hmm. But if it's chocolate-based, I don't want it. If it's mint-based, get it away from me. Don't even talk to me about strawberry. If you get me one of those
fruit flavors in it. Yeah. When you're having dessert, you don't want fruit.
It's like fruitcake.
Jen always says to me, if she's going to hide something from me, she's going to hide it in the back of the vegetable or the fruit drawer.
Yeah.
Because she says, I'll never find it.
Yeah. I don't need
any of that.
Eva was, we were talking about with someone the other day about like how Eva has me eating better because I never ate vegetables.
Right.
Like ever. So every, you know, Eva makes dinner and there's always like a nice side of vegetables. Yeah. And it's like more of a full meal. It's before, like I literally just eat pork chops.
Yeah.
Like, what do we have for dinner? Oh, I got pork chops. Make that. What are you going to eat with it?
Yeah.
I think I still have some sausage.
That was Jen when we started dating. She's like, but you don't have a side. Like, why is a side necessary? You know? I'm content with what's here on my plate.
It was a genuine conversation one night. Eva was came over, and we were watching a movie or something, and it got to be about dinner time or something like that. And she's like, oh, what are we going to make for dinner? Do you want to order food? I'm like, oh, no, I can make some, like, pork chops or something. And she's like, oh, okay, what else are you going to have with it? And I literally paused, stopped to think what else I had. And I said, I think I have some hot sausages. And she goes, what? You can't just eat meat. Was her response. You can't. You need something else. A salad, some vegetables. Like, what do you mean? eating sausage. Right.
And my parents always had a nice, you know, nice side for me when they were making food. But something happened where when I hit that age where I was making stuff for myself, and Jen asked me that one day, but what do you have for a side? I was just taken aback, and I was like, I didn't think that far.
Yeah,
like,
no, I don't.
Right? I was like, a side? Who does a side?
Well, that's... Eva's like, if I wasn't in your life, what would it look like here? I was like, well, you kind of saw it when it was just right. Me living here. She's like, I couldn't imagine.
Nah.
So, yes, Eva is very good for me.
Yes.
Has me, like, keeping things a little cleaner, eating healthier.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. So, music.
Yes. So, if you're a fan of Fort King and Country, you might have heard last weekend they put out a brand new song off their upcoming album, which I don't think they've named yet, but the song is called Joy, and they've put out a music video for it as well. So if you haven't checked it out yet, highly recommend it. I played it on the radio over the weekend. It's probably one of their best songs they've done so far. So it's very exciting to
awesome.
See where the new album is heading. Coming out
they've
this
put out some really good music.
They've put out some really good ones too.
We've seen them in concert a bunch of times, but yeah,
it's and each good time they raise the bar. You know, it's like you look at the level of Christian music, and I feel like they're helping raise the creativity bar and just go, well, let's go in this direction, you know. And they've got such a huge fan base because of it, because they're so different and unique and sincere with their not saying other artists aren't, but just the way that they deliver and present themselves.
You can like feel the passion in what they do, you know, and that I feel like that's really important.
Absolutely. And then coming out this weekend, Jordan Feliz is releasing his future album on vinyl. So if you have a record player and you're a fan of Jordan Feliz, that'll be a fun thing to get. And with Third Day breaking up, Mark Lee, the guitarist, is releasing an EP this weekend called Unshakable Heart. And it's got a bunch of different styles, but a lot of it, you know, him playing guitar and some instrumentals, some pop, some rock, and some worship, and a fun project that he did that's fundraised through Kickstarter or one of those fundraising sites. And then coming up first weekend of June, we're already at the end of the month.
Wow.
Looking ahead to June, the Isaacs is coming out with a project called Favorites, and then Owl City has a CD called Cinematic that's coming out that weekend as well. So
yeah, that's awesome. I love that there's so much good Christian music coming out.
Yeah.
And that's actually part of like the teaching moment in that sing-off game is when you end with like sing some songs with God and then sing some songs with Jesus, and the knowledge gets a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
I think that you aren't listening to Christian music. The question is whether are you as into it as other things.
Right.
And can you use it as prayer? Mm-hmm. And if you're going to use it as prayer, you got to be all into it. And you got to be like really passionate with it. And so if you're really passionate with it, you're going to remember the words. And you're going to remember the songs. Because that's how you remember all these other hits that you know is because you're passionate about it. And you're singing along with it. And that's how you memorize it. And so that's what with really good, upbeat, popular genres of Christian music. That's how you get to know it and really pray through it, you know?
Right. And I had a funny moment at the beginning of this confirmation school year, because for a Get to Know You game, we did bingo, Get to Know You bingo.
Yeah.
And I created these cards where it had, you know, find someone who likes the same TV show as you. Find someone who... And one of the blocks was find someone who listens to Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And so after everyone had filled out their cards, I went around and just said, okay, raise your hand if this applied to you. You know, raise your hand if this applied. And just did a little call-out kind of thing. And people were raising their hands. And I said, okay, who here listens to Christian music? And one girl kind of did a little half-hand raise thing. And she goes, well, kind of. I said, okay, what do you mean kind of? She goes, well, my mom listens to Christian music, and she kind of makes me listen to it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay, what kind of music, what kind of artist does your mom like listening to? She goes, Brandon Heath. I just started dying. And he's a good guy, but that just
kind of, you know, just like that type of reaction.
Brandon Heath. She's such a big fan, it's annoying. So I try to sneak a few Brandon Heath songs into the playlist as kids are coming into the classroom. It's great.
That's awesome.
Didn't expect that reaction.
Yeah. Brandon Heath. He's got some really good songs.
He does, and he's got a new album that's Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. And there's a song on it, at least one song, and the new song is his single. But he talks about his daughter in it as a first-time dad.
Wow.
So, and the song's called Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, being a first-time dad, mm-hmm. it's crazy. it changes every day. It's like crawling and moving around a lot more now, and I don't know. She's not really crawling, because she just kind of drags her body, yeah. like army crawl, with her arms and kicks her little feet.
Yeah.
But she moves quick. Oh, if you oh, next yeah. thing you know,
especially when she finds something you're not supposed to. Yeah, she's not supposed to have
down the hallway. Yeah.
I've seen that with my siblings.
All right. So the gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eyes causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to be with two eyes thrown into Gehenna, where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
pretty straightforward.
Yes.
A little graphic, but pretty straightforward.
I think you can take it, you know, for what it is. You know, pretty straightforward. Stop sinning. If you have something in your life that causes you to sin, then you should kind of cut it out of your life. But it can be a simple, you know, it can be taken as, are there things in your life that you need to start removing mm-hmm. because they're causing you to sin? And whether it's a big sin or a little, you know, mortal sin or a venial sin, then you need to reevaluate, reestablish where, you know, what's important.
Yeah.
And what's important should be heaven and not hell.
Right.
And, reestablish your moral standing. I believe I've said it before. The thing about sin is, the more you fall into that sinning, the more you can rationalize it, the more you feel unworthy, the more you just feel like, well, I'm already bad anyway. You know, I'm already broken, so why even bother trying to be better?
Right.
And Jesus is the great redeemer. So when you turn your life over to him, when you go to confession, you can start clean. Mm-hmm. And when you start clean, why not keep yourself that way? Mm-hmm. And so that's where, you know, he can pick us back up. Mm-hmm. And we just want to stay standing for as long as we can. None of us are perfect, but you want to take the things out of your life that are causing you to sin.
Right.
And really strive, support each other. If you have like a men's ministry or something like that, that you can lean on each other, whatever it is. Try to strive to be holy together. And I've said before, like, my role as a father and as a husband is to get my family to heaven. Mm-hmm. So I needed to be better about not being as sinful. I need to be better as being an example of not sinning. And I'm not perfect, and I have been a much worse sinner in times of my life, but I still am not perfect. Mm-hmm. And I need to continue to strive to get the things out of my life that make me sin, that make me an angry person, that make me frustrated, not easy to deal with. Those things that make me feel unworthy, you know, to straighten myself out. And so I say these things just so that people know, like, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. Right. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. And I'm not trying to say, like, judgmental about anyone who's sinning. We all have sins. We all have stuff that we need to pluck out of our lives and strive to be better. So, is that how you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I like the part that you mentioned together as well, because in the beginning it points out, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it'd be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and thrown into the sea.
Yeah.
We're supposed to hold ourselves accountable and not lead others to sin.
Which is hard.
Right.
Especially today's day and age where the moral standard is so low.
Yeah.
We're called to try to lift each other up. And it says, you know, for those of you who help out in the name of Christ, your reward will not be forgotten. So if you're helping each other try to stay holy and stay out of sin, then all is good.
Very good.
So,
saint of the day.
Saint of the day is Saint Gregory the VII. He was a monk who was brought in by Pope Leo the IX to kind of end corruption in the church. Before Pope Leo, there was a lot of, like, corruption and some Roman families that kind of, like, infiltrated what the decisions of the church were going with. Mm-hmm. And so when Pope Leo was elected pope, he brought in this monk. And this monk later became Pope Gregory the VII. And they really kind of cleaned up the church and rallied against corruption to make it known that they weren't going to be that right. lifestyle. And really, that's what they did. And it was not a popular thing at the time among some of the, you know,
yeah,
higher ups at the time and the rich families and stuff like that. But he stood his ground, stood for holiness, and became a saint, became a pope. And he is the saint of the day, Saint Gregory the VII.
Very nice.
Awesome. What you got for News of the Weird?
So this comes out of Lake Worth, Florida. And it was over the weekend, officials, according to the article in Lake Worth, apologized for an emergency alert that warned of a real power outage and a not-so-real zombie alert. Apparently, there was a pretty large power outage that had happened, and the electronic signs on the side of the road were warning people of... Let me see where it says. It says, power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. So,
who wrote that?
The city officials are looking into it, and they do not think it's an employee or a former employee that caused that, so they're looking to see if someone hacked into it. But it's hysterical because a communications specialist for the town put out a statement saying, "We are looking into the reports that the system mentioned zombies. I want to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently and apologize for the system message."
Say there are
right,
zombies.
Because people will still go to social media and freak out.
And say that there are zombies.
There are zombies. The news will spread.
That just makes people going, we need to get home right now.
Right, right.
There's zombies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that music means it's time to wrap up the podcast.
Number 50.
And as always, we really appreciate the support. Send us emails. Reach out to us. I'm Steve Patera. joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
As always, thanks so much. Keep smiling, and God bless.